Welcome to another episode of the Black African American Race Man podcast. Today I want to talk about how racism can cause billions in dollars and even lives when those in power choose to ignore ideas just because they come from a Black African American person, entrepreneur, inventor. So this is critical. Right now, currently, it is October 28th, 2019, as I'm recording this, and California has some of the largest wildfires on record. Over the past 10 years, I have developed a proposal for a new type of wildfire drone that could suppress and extinguish wildfires. And I have proposed this, or at least tried to propose this, to California Governor Jerry Brown. And current Governor Gavin Newsom. Each year, wildfires have grown, and it went from a few hundred million dollars in terms of the cost to around $2 billion. Then it jumped to $8 billion and $9 billion, respectively, during Jerry Brown's tenure as governor, all while they're ignoring a $10 million proposal to build 6 to 8 vehicle-sized quadcopter drones that would carry a water and cornstarch solution and be able to use technology to target wildfires and create a line by control releasing the water, creating the effect of rain. Rain is the one thing that most people pray for during a wildfire. So in my thinking as an inventor, I believe that you don't just have to pray for rain, which is basically water coming from above. You can create the effect of rain to suppress and extinguish wildfires. So over the past, 8 to 10 years, I have constantly been using social media. I submitted a formal proposal again to Jerry, to Governor Gavin Newsom's administration through CAL FIRE to I believe a Black African American gentleman who's the person in charge, Mr. Brown, I believe is his name, back in April. And I followed up in June. They said they hadn't made a decision, but in April they said it would at least take 6 weeks to make a decision as to whether to fund my proposal called Rainmaker. So it is now October, and I believe last month I followed up with them, and he said they were not interested in the Rainmaker proposal, and that they had sent me a letter to that effect, which I never received the letter. So I asked him to, if he could either email or mail me the letter so I would have it in writing, and he has not done that. But currently, California is experiencing wildfires. I want to say I also reached out to PG&E because they were shutting off power to millions of people for fear of their power lines creating a spark that would start a wildfire. So I proposed to them that Rainmaker as a technology could saturate their power lines, the grass and trees underneath them, and be used to extinguish any wildfires that their power lines started. Haven't heard anything up from PNG on the news. They talk about shutting off more power to people in communities. And I think this is just piss poor leadership. I know they're in bankruptcy now, so they may not care what happens to the people. But my biggest challenge is with Governor Gavin Newsom, because he came into office saying that he was going to be open to innovative ideas and technology to help solve some of California's biggest problems. And that is not the case. So I believe that this technology can save lives. And so my strategy has been to share information with the news media, starting with all of the national news programming and companies like CNN and Fox and PBS and ABC, NBC, CBS, Al Jazeera, you name the news company, newspapers like the LA Times, New York Times, Chicago Times, even free thinkers like Bill Maher, and some of the other hosts on some of the programs. I've also contacted Nancy Pelosi. Administration tried to share information with her. Maxine Waters, who are both from California and should be concerned about the what happens to their constituents out there. And it seems that no one will respond to my offer to help. My concern is that because I am a Black African-American inventor, that there is a willingness to ignore ideas that could save lives and property. And as long as the community doesn't know that these this technology exists, then they don't have any responsibility. They can sit back and say, well, there's no way, you know, we are using firefighters, we are fighting wildfires the conventional way, which is not being successful in terms of when you look at the amount of property damage, the loss, the losses due to power outages. There is a better way. And even if what I'm proposing fails, when you look at the cost of doing things the same way, it is it's sad. Also, I did reach out last year to the California Insurance Commissioner because I felt maybe insurance companies were having lots of losses and they would be interested in a technology that could protect their properties or the properties of the people that they represented, and insurance companies. But I got a response from the commissioner that they were not interested in this kind of technology. He's a white commissioner. My concern still is that racism gets in the way, and that there are people in these elected positions, both Black and white, who have what I call a disease that prevents them from entertaining any solutions created by Black African Americans that could save lives, just because it's coming from someone who's a Black African American. And that is sad to say in the 21st century. a bank released a report that talked about how white venture capital companies were leaving $3 to $4 trillion on the table because they refused to invest in minority and women-owned startups. So apparently, money is not the major motivator for them if it has to do with race agenda. So we've got to figure. My apologies for that. We've got to figure out how to get solutions directly to people. The people who are losing these their properties, their businesses, should be fairly upset with the governor and the previous governor, because the lives that were lost didn't have to be lost. The property that was destroyed didn't have to be destroyed. I believe that Rainmaker, these drones, can produce the effect of rain and suppress and extinguish wildfires. It's common sense. The technology exists to do it, but you have the lack of leadership with the moral courage to try something that will save the lives of people they represent. Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. Maxine Waters is in a leadership position in the House. Governor Gavin Newsom, and before him, Governor Jerry Brown. Now, these are all Democrats. These are all Democrats. But when it comes to Black African Americans getting access to resources, they operate sometimes just like the Republican Party. And so the challenge is, solutions shouldn't be neither black or white. If they can solve a problem, if they can save lives, then why not invest in those kind of technologies? Especially if what you're doing is not working. And clearly, if you're spending $8, $9 billion, $10 billion a year or more and more properties are being lost, lives are being lost, then that simply demonstrates that it's not working. So that borders on literally neglect. And so my name is Charles E. Campbell. I am an inventor. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an innovator. I love trying to solve problems. If there are folks who are interested, share this podcast with folks, especially in leadership, like Nancy Pelosi, like Governor Gavin Newsom, like Maxine Waters, like your newspapers and television shows, because this technology should be invested in, and it should be operational to prevent more destruction in this country. My phone number is 614-668-0327. That's 614-668-0327. And if there are people out there interested in investing in this technology, I can guarantee that it will work, and it will be one of the greatest investments that you will ever be able to make, in terms of the return that you'll get back. Because climate change is causing hotter and hotter climates, drier and drier climates, leading to more and more wildfires. And these wildfires are not going to just put them out, just extinguish themselves, unless they burn out and there's nothing else to burn. So if you're interested, you have my phone number, reach out to me. If you know someone who is in a position to help save lives and property, that would take a look at this technology, share this podcast, pass my phone number on to them, because racism should not be allowed to stop progress.